This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
You know, and that starts with me. I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job of getting us ready to go. That wasn't the case today. And, you know, give Buffalo credit. They're a good team. They played well in all three phases. But we need to do a much better job from an execution standpoint and give ourselves an opportunity to be in the game, which, you know, I thought, you know, early we missed a lot of opportunities. So,
Ryan, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You've obviously spent a lot of draft capital on your offensive line in recent years. How did the offensive line, in your view, performed today, and where is that rebuilding process?
Yeah, we didn't do well enough, in really in any area today. So, offensive line, you know, defensive line, coaching. So, I think we just need to regroup, make the corrections, and do better.
Ryan, you get the home opener, you get the big crowd, the excitement. And
I think, you know, we have to regroup. We have to regroup, and we didn't do a good enough job of that. We talk about a kind of a next man up mentality. Jacoby's got to go in a game, and we've got a it's a team effort. So really across the board, O-line, running backs, tight ends, receivers, you know, we didn't get good enough execution across the board. So, and to include defensively, we didn't get good enough execution or in the kicking game. And, you know, when you don't execute, you miss opportunities, you don't have success.
How do you assess Jacoby's game?
You know, we didn't good enough. And that's across the board. I think as an offense, as a defense, as a special team, as a coaching staff, we didn't do anything good enough today. We'll go back, we'll make the corrections. And, you know, we need to perform better, you know, if we want to give ourselves a chance to have success.
Ryan, they came out with 7-8-man front flips and right from the first play. What went wrong schematically with you, or was it?
I got to go back and watch the film. We had a lot of, you know, protection issues, whether it's, you know, I know they were up on the line of scrimmage, but when they weren't, we still had some issues. So I'll go back and watch the film. I have a lot more of an understanding of what happened from that standpoint, you know, after I watch it.
Is there anything, I guess, prep-wise this week that would give you an indication that you
guys
would play like this?
I thought that the preparation was good. We didn't execute. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You know, in any phase, you know, when you have drops, when you have misassignments, when you have mental errors, when you have, you know, fumbles and, you know, you lack ball security, I mean, like, we didn't play well. I thought the preparation, you know, I thought we had a good week of prep. Obviously not good enough. And I got to do a better job of getting us prepared. But we didn't execute. I think that was what it was, you know, more than anything. I think we got to do a better job of executing. I got to do a better job of getting us to a point where we can execute better.
What can you tell us about Jesse Davis, Jakeem Grant, that we're
in the team? Yeah, I'm still, yeah. I mean, we'll have more information tomorrow. Both tough guys. I know they'll do everything they can to get back out there. But
you know. Do you think all the drop passes today has something to do with maybe the wide receivers not knowing Jacoby's rhythm or anything like that?
I mean, there's a lot that plays into it. But throwing and catching, you know, that's kind of a fundamental that we talk about. You know, that's you know, if the ball's there, I think we should, you know, have an opportunity. We'll give ourselves, if we're given an opportunity to catch it, we got to catch it. You know, whether, you know, whoever's throwing the ball, we get enough reps with Jacoby and the other receivers that, you know, I don't want to use that as an excuse.
You have a veteran backup, of course, and Jacoby. Where's the team's confidence should you need him next week against the Raiders?
I mean, you know, we'll see where we're at with Tua. But, you know, like any position, you know, if he's not able to go, and like we've dealt with this for, you know, with COVID, with injuries, I mean, this is kind of something that's, it's not new to anyone. the next guy's got to play. And that's, you know, it's the case with me as well. Look, I mean, guys are disappointed. As you know, I mean, any conversation I have with the players, I try to keep private, but guys are disappointed. I'm disappointed. But, you know, I think we got to do we need to just regroup, come in tomorrow, make the corrections, and, you know, start fresh Wednesday and get ready for our next opponent, which is going to be another tough game on the road.
Brian, considering how the last few years have gone up the Bills, you know, is there any sort of mental hurdle that this team needs to get over when it comes to playing?
I think there's we need to just do a better job of executing. You know, I think if we do that, then things take care of themselves. You know, it's hard. Every week is hard in this league. So, you know, but you know, give them credit. They did a great job today. They played well in all three phases, and we've got to be better.
Two final questions.
Was there any chance, I guess, today for Tua to come back once he got hurt?
No.
If Jacoby were to have gone down, do you have like an emergency quarterback? Is there a player that...
We'll talk through that this week. You know, I'm hopeful that Tua's back, and we don't have to kind of go into that. But we'll talk about that this week. Yeah, I mean, right now we don't, you know, on the roster we don't have anyone. I mean, we have Reed Sinnett on the practice squad. But we would, you know, have to make a move to do that. So hopefully we don't have to.
Today, it's looking back, but if Jacoby were to
Yeah, we had a plan. We have a third quarterback.
Okay.